Bridge and Spider for Breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
It could be the best movie of 2017.
Yeah, well, the Stephen King movie, the novel, and then the newly made release of the movie. And Bridge, you're a bit scared of
horror movies. No, you don't.
And clowns.
I just should remember to keep my trap shut, as my mother used to say. Mm. Whatever I said I'm scared of, you guys go, oh, excellent. No. Yeah, well, that's patient fear.
Look, we didn't
Excuse
make
me.
It. So we could scare
Excuse
you.
Me.
It was just an opportunity we
Hello.
Thought is a grand opportunity for you to face your fears.
I had a magpie swooping incident last week, and then you put me in the front of that. Now this.
Well, there's a lot of hype around this movie, and Rod McLeod from the Gold FM newsroom is a big fan of the original one that was made in 1990.
All right, so you let me choose a sense that I could take away.
Yeah.
Whether it was, and a lot of people were discussing what they would rather do. Would you rather see it and not hear it, or hear it and not see it?
What'd you go for?
I chose to not see it.
So you heard all of it.
So I heard it all.
Mm. This is what happened.
So we're about to go into the movie.
It's tough, isn't it? Because some people think they're very tough. And they go, oh, it's not scary at all. It's not scary at all. I'm petrified. I've chosen the blindfold option. Would you have chosen that or not hear the movie?
Oh, it's all about the visual, I think.
Yeah.
Got to get the visual thing happening.
All right. What do you think Peter should do? Because all of a sudden he's realised he's freaking out.
I am so nervous. I hate horror movies.
I think I should sit a row behind you because I don't think my arms are going to stand much, you know, sitting in between you guys. With the fingernails.
This is gonna be... Don't touch me. Don't. Please don't touch me.
Who are you? Come closer.
Peter, don't.
Then you made me turn my back on them when I really needed them.
Shut up. I can't.
Rodney, stop it.
Don't do
this
to me,
Eddie. So it wasn't that bad after all, was it, Bridge?
Oh, my God, no, it was horrible not being able to see, but having all the noises. They were so full on. I couldn't prep for it. All the big bangs and crashes and loud noises. So my heart was beating out of my chest the whole time, just waiting for the next. It made my imagination go about what was happening. So all these creaky noises. I didn't know if it was bones breaking or walking through grass or if it was blood or water or...
So you've seen a whole different it to us.
Was it scary?
There's a couple of jump scares in it. It was actually a really, really close adaptation to what Stephen King wrote. So I was very happy with that. But,
This is just the credits.
You got through it, Bridge.
Oh, I don't know if I chose the right sense, though, because this is surround sound. It's coming from behind, from the side, from the left to the right. You can't prep for the scary bits. I knew nothing about the movie, the book. I didn't know it was in a sewer. I didn't know. And so the big loud jumps and crashes, I was so scared through the whole movie.
Yeah,
You did well to get through it.
Your fears
exactly
in that sense.
Yeah, so. I didn't look awkward at all amongst everyone else in there, just there with an eye mask on. Not at all.
No.
We can draw a line under that. You have done it and ticked it off. So have a great day. Nice sleep tonight.
Oh, you're great. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Goodbye, Bridget. Oh! See you soon. Tell your friends.
Bridge and Spider.
Yeah, it's Tom from Avondale.
Tom, Tate, Tuesday.
Live in the studio, the Gold Coast Mayor, Tom Tate. Welcome, Tom.
Welcome.
Yes, it's always.
Hi, Al. Rich Spider for breakfast.
It's always a great pleasure to have you in here, Tom.
Yeah.
But, we only saw it late last week. You announced that the Logies were coming to the Gold Coast. We're very excited about that. 4 years, but it's going to cost us, is it $1 million, the taxpayers' money that we got to fork out?
Mate, it's going to be... I don't know the full extent of it, but I can speak from council point of view. is that we found some savings from the Radio Festival, which we put $200,000 aside, and that's fell over. So we redeployed that money towards the Logie. So instead of riding the bulls, we let the stars walk the red carpet. So, or I could say to the report that it's $1 million and all that sort of stuff. Well, mate, I'm sure they're getting somewhere, but from the city, the Gold Coast, nowhere near that. But let me say that when we do calculations on supporting events, we normally want 20-to-1 return on investment for the city. And in this case, what we put in, it's 120-to-1 return on investment. So it's a great thing, and it's going to put our city up in lights. And mate, you can't have any more glam and glitter than the Gold Coast, can you?
No.
So where does that money go? 200 grand towards a bit of carpet, a few lights?
No, what it is that, of course, the people at TV Week, Logies, and they've got magazines. They own about 50 magazines throughout.
Yep.
Television network. So it's not just about that single event. It's about the journey to the event. So there'll be a lot of local photo shots, stars getting whichever dress, and my wife's spending money on her dress, maybe. I don't know. That's where the funding's going to hurt.
Exactly right.
It worked out. Funny. Oh, I tell you what, we are so blessed with so many events here on the coast. I'm so proud down the southern end of Swell Sculpture Festival, which is just amazing. And we know it's the exciting time of the year when, it's a bit crazy with the traffic, but we're getting ready for the Gold Coast 600.
Uh-huh.
Is it going to be stricter this year? They're trying to tell people not to bring bags. The world has changed even since last year's GC 600.
Yeah, I think everyone out there has got to be more conscious on the leniency. We won't be as lenient, but it doesn't mean we want to be strict. We want to have fun and enjoy ourselves. But if you're going to have excessive backpack and things like that, of course you're going to get searched, and you will be delayed because it will be thorough. And we're learning out of this too. It's a testing towards the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
It's also not just security, it's about people flow, how we can manage that better. And it's also analysing how our volunteers can be even more helpful and more fun as well.
Mm.
So all those sort of things will be taken to the Com Games.
Hey, Tom, we've hit a really, like, the weather's been magnificent here over the last couple of months, but it has been very, very dry. Are we any chance of any water restrictions? Obviously, it's more state level, but locally here, how you've looked at it?
Oh, I think the dams are coming down, and it will be water restriction if it doesn't rain, Spider. And I think we just got to start thinking through about how we use our water, and especially washing cars and things. And so, I think it's not so far away before that happens.
And finally, how's your beautiful wife, Ruth? If anything, look at the big smile on your face. It's really changed your perspective. Would you mind talking about what we were just talking about off air?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd wake up and start to get ready, and Ruth will, normally she hears me, and then she'll wake up and first thing she says, "I love you, darling," and you know, it's pretty cool.
Oh,
so every day, you know, that sort of thing, that when you go to work and council debates and all that, mate, it's not stressful at all, because when you have the right priorities, that is your family and your wife, mate, everything else is you do your best, but get your priorities right. And mate, for the blokes, turn around and say, "I love you too."
Well, I'm sure.
That is awesome.
I mean it, Spider.
I'm sure
Thank you.
For Dawny Critchlow, she's walked out and gone, "I love you, Tommy."
Oh, okay.
Well, mate,
it's awesome.
I can't go that far.
Always good to have you in the studio, Tom. Have a great day.
See ya.
And I hope you're doing the holiday dance. If you were girls like me,
watching
my sisters.
You're all over it.
She knew the moves, and she was on Countdown, and one of the dancers was her brother. And my sisters and I used to do that dance. We knew it off by heart, so every time that comes on, I just did a little version for you. I'm sure you enjoyed it.
Did the punch or something.
Yeah, the punch in the
really
air,
good.
Punch forward,
a little
and the side
kick.
Dance, and the claps, and the holiday. Very good at. Speaking of holiday, difference between guys and girls and how we pack.
Okay.
So say you're going away for a weekend.
Yeah.
What are you packing?
Me? Pretty much get away with what I've got on. Also, just a couple of jocks and socks and, put another pair of jeans. If I'm going to Melbourne, I'll put a pair of jeans and a jumper If I don't, if I'm only going to Sydney, yeah, another pair of shorts and a polo if I'm doing something special.
Wow, something special.
And sometimes, if I've got to pack shoes, I'll pack...
The going out thongs.
Yeah. No, oh yeah, if I've got to take some shoes and jeans, but yeah, very, very rarely.
And what, toothbrush and a bit of deodorant, that's it?
Oh, yeah, just my little travel bag.
Mm. So that's pretty much the same with you, Al? I see you nodding.
Pretty much.
It's a little bit different for chicks. So knowing I was going away to Sydney on the weekend and going to a few, you know, places for dinner and lunch and whatever.
Yeah.
So you've got the outfit for the plane. Then you've got, and you want to wear flats. And I made sure I wore my big boots because they were the ones I'd wear all weekend. You don't want to pack them.
Exactly.
So then it was, okay, what am I going to wear to lunch? Because I knew it was a, you know, a big day and kind of all of And so and then going out to dinner in Oxford Street.
But why
and that's
can't
a
you,
different change of clothes.
Why is it a different change of clothes?
Because it was colder at night and the day was nice and I was wearing a skirt and I wasn't going to wear that at night. And so you've got different outfits and then different
shoes.
Put a
jacket on. This is what I don't understand
okay,
with you.
Okay, but I was just trying to make you understand. Don't get offensive.
No,
this
but
is just
I'm just
what
saying
we do.
Okay.
When girls, you're not going to go out wearing the same thing. When you're with a group of girls, you're going to go, oh, wow, she didn't change. Especially when they're all changed
as long
into
as
a million outfits.
As long as you're comfortable.
No.
Do you care?
Yes. So okay. Then you've got to wear different pack accessories, different earrings,
oh,
different. Then
boy.
You've got to pack, you know, a belt that matches the handbag, that matches the shoes, that matches that.
Oh.
So you've got to work backwards. And then you're like, oh, I need a strapless bra for that. I need this. I need these kind of undies. I need, because you're going to see it through the dress.
You can't see them through the
dress. So then you have to get makeup. And then, okay, so this was the incident I had, was I've got this big, thick-barreled hair curler. I know I've got curly hair, but I like to have my own nice big curls. You've seen it.
Yeah.
I bought it in yesterday.
Well, it gets hot. Yeah.
Gets hot. So it's this big thing. It's got quite a big girth on it. It would be about, I would say, the diameter of it would be a good inch and a bit.
Okay.
I would say around the outside, the circumference of it, if in inches, would be quite a few inches.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So in my
hand,
it's
not Lebanese. It's
it
like
dwarfs
a
my hand.
Cucumbers.
Yeah, it dwarfs my hand when I hold it. It's quite a big. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was doing my hair before I got on the plane, and then realised I need to bring this with me, but it's hot. And I need to pack it, but I can't pack it yet. I'm going to burn clothes and something's going to be set on fire.
I get it.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do? So I tried shoving it in the freezer for a bit.
Oh,
and
what?
Then the Uber went beep, beep. I'm like, oh, got to go. So here I am getting him to put bags in the back. He goes, what's in your hand? Because it's if you can get the visual.
Got it.
I said, I've just got to wait for it to cool down.
Oh.
Do you mind on this trip? I just have to hold it out the window. So I'm driving to the airport with this big, thick hair curler out, holding it out the window to make sure that it was cool enough to put in my bag. Do you see the drama you never have to go through?
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I'm sure there was a police report on me. Some crazy woman waving some phallic object out of an Uber.
School holidays come around quick, don't they? The school holidays start on Friday.
Do they?
For some schools already. Ridiculous. And I don't know why they don't run in conjunction with every other state. Like our time, like everything. Why doesn't everything in Australia just run together?
There is a reason for that. It's so that everyone's not holidaying together, so the roads aren't so congested. So then it, on purpose, so you don't have everyone at once on the roads. Oh. That's actually why they do it. Did you know that?
Well, I don't like it.
Oh, here we go.
No, I don't. Because children, they have enough days off school as it is. These days it's like work here. You can have your birthday off if you want. Like, hang on, they have a birthday off if they go out and they have a mum shopping day or, oh, you played sport yesterday, he's a little bit sore, he can't go to school, whatever the reason.
Or what about
reason.
The pupil free day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of those too. I like how they have a pupil free day on the first day back at term.
Yes.
Anyway,
true.
Don't get us started.
How many weeks is this holiday, by the way? Three or two?
They're normally two.
Two, right.
They're normally 2 weeks. And so I said to my ex, Sally, she's got a young son, Darcy, the same age as Boston. So it's kind of Caitlin's stepbrothers, both of them.
Yeah.
And Darcy always wants to come up. And I said, oh, well, come up to Queensland and you can hang out here. And he goes, well, can I go to school with Boston? So what do you mean you can't go to school? And I remember when we had a cousin come down when I was living in Victoria. They come down from Queensland, and we wanted to hang out together. So we just pretended he was a new student. And he come into our class.
Oh, my God.
And well, we got to see each other every day, all day. So it was a perfect way to, you know, kind of see each other at the same time. But no, Darcy's got to take a week off. So he's going to take a week off school just so he can come up and have holidays up here.
Yeah, right.
And I said, well, you can't do that. You don't miss too much school. You know, kids miss enough school as it is.
Yeah.
You got to do stuff. And he goes, no, we're only going to be, you know, having a party and we don't really do much. So I'll probably learn more if I have a week off. And I said, Darcy, I said, you don't understand. Look, I went to school every day. And he said, exactly.
Pigeon Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.